Hello, this is Reading with Roxanne, and we are recording from Bookstore One in Sarasota at 117 South Pineapple Street. And I'm here with my friend and coworker, Andrea Ginsky, and we're going to talk about books that we feel would fit the Labor Day description, meaning what people do for their jobs, books that have captured that. I'm also taking a little spin to say that I'm going to pitch three short story books, and a lot of times when we try to sell those to customers, they say, no, I don't really like short stories. They find them laborious.
It's true.
See there?
No, they're short. They're the opposite of
but
laborious.
I'm telling you, the three I'm going to talk about, I have better like resonance with some of the short stories than I have with novels that I've read. So I think it's sometimes important to give
it
a try.
Well, I love short stories.
Yeah. So I'll start with After Parties. Stories by Anthony Vesna. So, and I think I just talked about him recently, but I revisited one of his stories that I had read from his book, and I thought, oh my gosh, I've always loved it, but I forgot how much I loved this one story. It's called Super King Sun Scores Again, and they're Cambodians who have come to America to start a life in Southern California. It's modern, and I just want to read you a couple sentences. Super King Sun is the son of a grocery store owner, and his big claim to fame is he's a really, really good badminton player. And he smells, and every time he comes to the store, they run away from him because he really smells, but he's got this gift of badminton. And I'll just read you a sentence or two because his writing is just so beautiful. He was a regular Magic Johnson of badminton, if such a thing could exist, a legend that is for the young men of this Cambo hood. A niche fan base, admittedly. The arcs of his lobs, the gentle drifts of his drops, and the lines of his smashes could be thought of, if rendered visible, as the very edge between known and unknown. He could smash a birdie so hard, make it fly so fast. We swore that when the birdie zipped by, it shattered the force field suffocating us, the one composed of our parents' unreasonable expectations, their paranoia that our world could crumble at a moment's notice and send us back to where we started, starving and poor and subject to a genocidal dictator. I mean, talk about a sentence. That was one sentence.
Wow. Maybe dad meant to be a job.
I mean, he's a great writer. And unfortunately, he died quite young, but please buy this book. It's really good. What's your first one?
Okay, so I'm going to talk first about a book that's a little older. It was written in 1993 by Lori Colwin. And this, I think, was her last novel because she died young also in her 40s. And it's called A Big Storm Knocked It Over. I'd never read any of her stuff, so I loved it. And the job that the main character has.
Sorry, hold it.
Okay, so the main character in A Big Storm Knocked It Over works for a publishing house, so it's kind of pertinent to being in the book business. She's a designer in the art department, and actually there's four characters in the book who are the main crux of the story, and they all have interesting jobs. So she works as a designer in the art department of a prestigious New York publishing house, and then her husband is a chemist. And then her best friends are Eddie and Moki, and they're caterers. They work in food. So there's a whole lot about their jobs, and there's a lot about the publishing business. There's a lot about the catering business. And it's also just a really sweet book. It's a very sweet about young love and young couples. And so I would recommend it, and it has a lot about work in it. So that's A Big Storm Knocked It Over by Lori Colwin.
Okay, very good.
Yep.
My second one's another book of short stories, like I said. This one's called Love Like That, and it's by Emma Duffy Camperone. And I believe it was one of her first books. I don't know if she's had anything else out, to be honest with you. But one of the short stories in it is called The Offering, and it's about a fourth grade teacher, Mrs. Finger. And again, this story...
Mrs. Finger?
This story is so well written, I started to write a screenplay for it, like a short film. Yeah. That's how good this was. And I'll just read you, again, just a sentence. Mrs. Finger was built like a mattress, with cashew-colored skin and hair, and was struck daily with back pain so violent, she made boys shoulder her like pallbearers to Nurse Erickson's office. I mean, just the descriptions of these people, and they're the eccentric teachers, and of course, the students are oftentimes
eccentric. I just read a short story about a teacher, too, but I can't remember what it was called.
And it's very moving, because she ends up getting a paraprofessional, I don't even know if they call those anymore, like a teacher's aide, from a community college, and just chaos ensues, because this woman's really kooky. And I just found it really enchanting. It was very good. So that's Love Like That by Emma Duffy, Camperone. And then the cover is this delicious carrot cake.
That's true.
I also love it because of that.
Yes.
So, all right, your next one?
Okay, so my next one is a book called Last Night at the Lobster by Stuart Onan. And I actually really love this book. So I used to work in restaurants for years before I worked in the book business as a librarian and at the bookstore. So this book is about a guy who's the manager of a Red Lobster restaurant, and his name is Manny, and the Red Lobster, it's the last night they're going to be in business. They're closing forever, so Manny's losing his job, and he's trying to keep it together with the people that work there to keep the restaurant open for the last night, and it's just like, you know, there's like all kinds of problems. There's flare-ups with the staff. Somebody steals something. He's kind of in love with one of their waitresses. And, you know, it's just like this slice of life. I could like smell what a Red Lobster smells like working there reading that book. And I just loved it. So it's giving me goose. I just like, it's just, it's not really charming, but it is in a way. And if you've ever worked in a restaurant, love this book.
It captures all the dynamics.
Oh, it does. Yeah. So it's Last Night at the Lobster by Stuart Onan.
All right. Very good. And I'm going to talk about one more short story book, A.S. Byatt's Medusa's Ankles, which I talked about probably last week, even, or the last time we talked, Andrea, but I just love it. And I wanted to talk about another story, which is the title story, Medusa's Ankles. It's about a woman who goes to a beauty salon, and she really captures that desperation that women go in with, like, please make me over, whether their husband's not paying enough attention to them or whatever, they're ill, you know, they just want something done, and like how they are begging for attention. And then also the beauticians have their own set of like problems.
I can imagine.
It's almost like the restaurant business in a way.
I think it would be.
And this restaurant, or I'm sorry, this beautician, the beauty salon owner, is a real trip, and he likes to like renovate and like change things up. And so this woman is going over the course of years and how things change. And it comes to this crescendo that I won't give away, but it just was really powerful. I think anyone who's ever been to a beauty salon who wasn't given fair enough attention or like had their hair screwed up will really relate to this story.
True. And who hasn't had a bad haircut?
So I thought it was precious.
Yeah.
So that's A.S. Byatt's Medusa's Ankles. It comes out September 6th in paperback, so it's perfect timing.
So I'm going to yoke two together, and it'll be quick. So if you like medical stories, I have two doctor books.
Oh, okay.
So the first one is called The History of Present Illness by Anna DeForest, and it's new. It just came out, I think, last week, and she's a neurologist herself. So, but the book is about a young woman who is in medical school. And this book, I'll tell you, if you really want it's not going to make you feel good about medicine. But it was a really interesting read.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. The other one, because she's like pre-residency, so she's like very early in being able to follow doctors around and just get some experience. Mm-hmm. The other one is a classic that everybody loves called Cutting for Stone by Abraham Verghese. And it was recommended to me by a doctor as a great novel. And the novel is full of doctors. So it's a doctor who's like one of those magical doctors who can heal everything is one of the main characters. And then he has twins and the twins become doctors. But it's a really, really fascinating read. And I loved it. I read it in the beginning of the pandemic. And it's where I finally got settled down enough where I could sit, and the book just sucked me in. And I spent like 5 hours one day reading because, you know, I was stuck in the house.
Right,
and I'd forgotten how reading like that felt, like when you were in high school and you used to do that.
Totally immerse yourself.
Yeah. So, you know, it's an immersive type book, but you can do that. So if you like medical stories, Both of those are doctor books. One's A History of Present Illness, and the other one is Cutting to Stone.
I find that fascinating because I don't know any doctors personally, and so I think I would like those books,
yeah,
too.
I think you would. Actually, yeah. And Nora really likes medical stories, too. She works here also.
Yeah.
And my friend, he's my only friend I have. Well, actually, that's not true because my David comes from a family of doctors. So.
Okay, all right. Very good.
But, yeah.
All right, well, thanks, Andrea.
Yeah, and, thank you.
Have a great Labor Day. And
you too.
Keep reading.
And we're open Labor Day.
Oh, yeah, we are.
To hear this beforehand.
We are. We're open 7 days a week, and we're not stopping
we're
until
not
probably
stopping.
Christmas or Thanksgiving.
Yeah, we'll be closed for Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but beyond that, come on in. 7 days a week.
Thank you.
Thank you.